verse number 50 of Surah Al-Ahzab. In this verse, there are a number of injunctions that were given. In fact, there are close to 7 injunctions in total. The first is, إِنَّ أَحْلَلْنَا لَكَ أَزْوَاجَكَ اللَّاتِ آتَيْتَ أُجُورَهُنَّ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, O Prophet, we've made lawful halal for you all wives whom you have given their dowry. So this is a general ruling that when you get married and you pay the dowry, the woman becomes halal for you. Allati ataita ujurahun, whom you've given the dowry. This verse is not restrictive nature or no precondition for the permissibility of keeping the wives, but it's just a statement of the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had paid the dowry for all the women with whom he had performed nikah promptly in cash and did not leave it as a debt payable. And this was his noble practice, to pay immediately what was due upon him. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُكَ مِمَّا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. The second group are the women who are whom you own out of captives, which Allah has granted you as the spoils of war. Afa is from fay, which is the spoils of war. So that is the second group, and that is the second injunction. And from this, we have the issue of Sayyida Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was sent by the Roman Emperor Mukokas as a gift to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had made nikah, some narrations indicate, and others say that he did not make nikah with her, but she remained as a slave girl. Then, furthermore, who is permissible? Banati ammik wa banati ammatik. The daughters of your paternal uncle and paternal aunt. The daughters of your maternal uncles and maternal aunts have been made lawful. This is father's family, mother's family, both are applicable in made reference to in this verse of the noble Quran. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married his cousin Zainab binti Jahsh. Furthermore, وَمْرَأَةً مُؤْمِنَةً يُوَهَبَتْ نَفْسَى لِلنَّبِيِّ إِنْ أَرَادَ النَّبِيُّ يَسْتَنْكِحَهَا خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Who else is made permissible? And a believing woman who offers herself for marrying the Prophet without dowry if the Prophet wishes to bring her into his marriage. These rulings being exclusive for you and not for the rest. So this is the exclusivity of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that any lady that wanted to marry, offered herself, he could marry her without paying the dowry, even though he did not exercise this option. Then the fifth option, injunction, where there's reference to believing women. And unlike common Muslims who can marry the Christian and Jewish women, it was not permissible for the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to marry Christian or Jews. This is obviously those who are truly from the Ahl Kitab, which you don't find these days. Then, moving further in the verse, as the verse progresses, there are more injunctions that come from the verse. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا فَرَضْنَا عَلِمْ فِي أَزْوَاجِهِمْ, that we know what we have prescribed for them in respect of their wives and their slave women. And it means that certain rules are exclusive for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and certain are for the Muslimin. Allah knows what is prescribed for the Muslimin. Example, no Muslim can marry a woman without dowry. The Muslim is allowed to marry up to 4. And things like this. The reason why, لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَيْكَ حَرَجْ, so that there should be no difficulty on you. It means that these special injunctions in the matters of nikah for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was prescribed so that he does not face any difficulty. And as for the restrictions and conditions imposed on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not on other Muslims, which appear to be difficult, but keeping in the view of the wisdom it has been placed, these are not restrictions, but these are in fact for the benefit of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then furthermore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is then told, تُرْجِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ مِنْهُنَّ وَتُؤْوِي إِلَيْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, that you may defer whichever one of them you wish, and you may keep close to you whichever one of them you may wish. So this refers to the issue of spending time. The general rule is that a Muslim husband has to, and he has more than one wife, then he has to distribute his nights between his wives equally, and he needs to provide means of sustenance and maintenance for each one equally. It's not permissible to violate the principle of equality. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had been exempted from this rule and had been allowed to spend more time with some wives if he wanted. But he did not take up this option. In fact, it is stated that Sayyida Sauda radiallahu ta'ala had given her turn to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And there is a narration of Abu Dawud. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqsimu fayadilu fayaqulu Allahumma hadha qasmi fima amlik fala tulumni fima la amliku. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do his best in maintaining equality amongst them. And then he would make the dua and say, Allah, I've maintained equality in whatever is within my power in maintaining provision, means of sustenance and spending nights. So do not take me to task for that which is not in my power, meaning love and affection, being affectionate to one over the other. There's also another narration from Sayyid Aisha radiallahu anha, in which she says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to postpone, if he had to postpone his visit to any of the blessed wives at her turn, for some reason, he would seek her permission even after the revelation of this verse, wherein he was given the option. And towards the end, in his final sickness, they kept asking, when would the turn of Sayyid Aisha come up, until the other wives came to know that, you wanted to be with her, and then they forgo their turn, in the sense that gave him the liberty, even though he never, he wasn't obliged, but he always considered them. The sixth injunction that comes up from this verse, where Allah Rabbul Izzah says, ذلك أدنى أن تقرأ أعينهن ولا يحزن ويرضين بما آتيتهن كلهن. The Noble Quran states that the wisdom of exempting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from maintaining equality between his wives and making all options open for him in this world was that it was more likely in this way that their eyes will stay contented and they will not grieve, and all of them will be happy with whatever he had given them. And that Wallahu ya'lam ma fi qulubikum, that they should know that he had maintained equality, and it was through his love for them that he had maintained it. It wasn't through the issue of being obliged, because he was not obliged. Wallahu ya'lam ma fi qulubikum, Allah knows whatever lies in your heart. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَلِيمًا, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. So this, the context of this, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise, and keeping the fact that Allah knows what is in the heart, looking at it in the context of the verses that we've been looking at, the peculiar rulings of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in between the lines, the statement that Allah knows whatever lies in your heart and is all-knowing, it is stated in Ruh al-Ma'ani, that the permission given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to marry more than five wives or to marry without dowry, this could create some sort of a doubt in people's life. So why? Why was this given? So this verse directs the Muslimin to guard themselves against suspicion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because that would destroy their iman and destroy their faith. Don't have any suspicion in this regard. The pious life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in front of all, and we see the benefits that come. The enemies of Islam have targeted the issue of polygamy, specifically the number of wives that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. And there's a lot of criticism that is brought in this regard. It is a proven fact that the first marriage at the age of 25 was with Sayyida Khadija, who was an aged widow with children and had been married twice before. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent the prime of his life up to the age of 50 with that aged wife only. And all these 50 years were spent right before the eyes of the people of Mecca, which started his opposition when he was of 40 years old and had announced his prophethood. And his opponents did not leave any stone unturned in harassing and stigmatizing him. And they called him a magician, a poet, a madman. But no one ever singled out a chance to doubt his piety, modesty and purity. At the age of 50, after the death of Sayyida Khadija, he married Sayyida Sauda, who was also a widow. And after migration to Medina at the age of 54, in the second year of Hijrah, he married Sayyida Aisha, came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's home as a wife. He married Sayyida Hafsa a year later. And then Sayyida Zainab binti Khuzaima a few days after that. Then he married Sayyida Ummi Salama, a widow with children, in the fourth year of Hijrah. In the fifth year, when he was 58 years old, he married Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh in accordance with Allah's order, and that had been outlined in Surah Al-Ahzab. And then the rules pertaining to the private life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his domestic affairs is a major part of our religion, and the contribution of these nine blessed wives is outstanding. Sayyida Aisha alone narrates 2,210 ahadith Sayyidina Umm Salama narrates 368 hadith, and all of these have been collected in the authentic books. Hafiz Ibn al-Qayyim, in his book, has commented that the rulings of the Sharia disclosed by Umm Salama would constitute a separate book. More than 200 noble companions of the Prophet ﷺ were disciples and students of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, who learned hadith fiqh and fatawa from her. So these are amongst the benefits of Nabi ﷺ having multiple spouses, multiple wives. Another blessing that Nabi ﷺ was that he brought more wives into his home, and with him, with them, more clans were inclined towards the deen of Islam, and sometimes it was an entire clan, sometimes it was an entire nation that came, and these were aged widows. So these were some of the wisdoms behind the injunctions that had been given. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant us the understanding.